What if we had met years ago? Maybe in some big city where our paths crossed on the street. You with that quiet confidence. Me trying not to stare too long. Or maybe somewhere slower, softer, where you caught my eye before I even knew your name. And what if we actually stayed? What if we chose each other then, the way we've chosen each other now? Mornings might look like this. Sometimes rushing out the door. Sometimes slow. So slow. That we linger. A walk by the beach. Coffee in hand. Stealing kisses before the day begins. And our home, not too big, not too small, just enough. Palm trees swaying outside, sunshine pouring in, close to the ocean, so we can hear it at night, close to an airport, so we can slip away whenever we want to. Kids? Not too many. Just enough to fill the house with laughter. And a little chaos. No, I wouldn't homeschool. I'd lose my mind. But we'd make it work. Work might mean a therapy practice together. Or you teaching, or maybe something new that lights you up. Lunch breaks, where I sneak off just to see you. Always compromise. Not perfect, but real. Maybe a red room tucked behind the closet. Maybe just us. No walls. No labels. No rules. Reminding each other why the fire never went out. I'd like to think I'd tell you every single day how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much I choose you. Because in this world of what ifs, that's the one thing I know for sure. I'd never want you to wonder. So tell me, love, would you still choose the military? Or would you choose to rewrite your story with me? Would you crave the simplicity of the farm? Or are palm trees and city lights enough? How many kids could you really handle before I drive you crazy? What's the one ritual you'd need every single day besides that? the obvious. And tell me, honestly, how long before I drag you into that red room?